we struggled. We soldiered on in IBM for a while, and then in 96, our very creative managers realized that was the period of downsizing in IBM, and our guys that we worked for, who were super, super people, maybe some of them weren't the, you know, warm, cuddly type, but they were bright, and they realized these guys are working their hearts out in the wrong place. They're in the wrong company. And so they told us, don't feel bad about looking around. In fact, we'll help you. Well, one thing led to another, and we left, spun out, as you might put it, from IBM to one of the major, most successful, rapidly growing telecommunications suppliers, which I'd never heard of, except friends of mine who play the stock market and heard plenty of them, namely Telabs, which is stock at sort of splitting every year and a half to 2 years for just years. So our whole group left and came to Telabs. And geographically, we just moved two doors down the street from IBM Research. We're here in Hawthorne, New York. And what I work on is my usual shtick is, which is, what mountain are we going to climb after we climb the present mountain? Everybody else in the original group is developing a product, has developed a product, which is a super duper update of that thing we did in IBM for telco purposes. But what I'm working on is the key to a completely flexible network made out of wavelength division, and this thing is a giant optical switch known as an optical cross connect. So what I've been working on for the last two years is that, along with some key people elsewhere in the company. So that's who I am and where I've been. I'm 75 years old. I've had fun every inch of the way. I don't want to stop working on what's the next mountain we climb after we climb this one. And I'll tell you, this fiber optic world is just the place to be. It's the most astonishing thing you can imagine. Here's this medium with 1,000 times the bandwidth of the whole RF spectrum on the planet Earth, limited by oxygen absorption. Each fiber has 1,000 times that much bandwidth. And it's all yours. It's already installed. It's all the hell over the place. And by getting clever and cleverer technologies to divide up that spectrum into different wavelengths, there just seems no limit as to what you can create. It's a hard, hard path to crank up the number of wavelengths and the flexibility of switching to route those wavelengths, but it's absolutely certain with the way the world is going, because people just got to have more and more communications. And even though it doesn't go everywhere the way wireless does, it does so much when it gets there that it's just an inevitability. Mm-hmm. Well, that took a long time.